How are you feeling?
Pregnant. I can't believe it, Allie. I'm pregnant, and I'm a teenager. I'm one of those...
Pregnant teenagers? Well, I mean, look on the bright side.
There's a bright side? Can't wait to hear this.
At least now you know why, you know, the boob enlargement.
Okay, not helping, Allie.
I'm sorry, I'm trying. Have you told your brother?
Not yet.
Well, what are you going to tell KC?
Nothing.
Hello, you've been doing a whole lot of nothing. Isn't it time you do something? You know, discuss options with baby daddy?
I'm in the top 24 of Next Teen Start. Do you know how major that is?
You're still doing that?
Yeah. I've worked hard for this, and nothing's going to stop my dream.
Not even a pregnancy?
Not even a pregnancy.
School is talking about you, Miss Middleton.
Talking? About what?
Right. Like you don't already know. My girl made Next Teen Star. Top 24, baby.
I feel so lucky. What if I told you everything was about to change?
You're not going to get famous and leave me, are you?
What are you talking about? I'd never leave you.
Yeah, that's what you say now, but soon you'll be on tour, dating some sort of Bieber.
Then you don't know me at all. I'm more of an RPATS kind of girl. Why? Would you ever leave me?
You're kidding, right? For the first time in my life, I'm normal. My mom's doing great, I'm on the football team, and I'm dating the hottest cheerleader.
I guess we're both pretty lucky.
We've got a good thing. Why in the world would I want to mess that up?
Connor, you're lucky you have friends like Dave and Wesley.
No, I'm not.
They're just worried about you.
Yeah, well, it's none of their business, and it's none of yours.
Hey, as your guardian, you sneaking around to meet an older woman you met online is my concern.
I'm going to the MI lab.
Right now, I can't trust you around computers.
What?
I talked to your other teachers, and they agreed. We have to revoke your computer privileges for now.
You can't do that. What am I supposed to do without my computer? What am I going to do with this?
In my day, notebooks were our computers. Should just give it a try, please? Who knows, you might enjoy it.
Highly doubt that.
Okie dokie, everyone. Work with your partners on your genetics lab, and we'll take up the results at the end of class.
Genetically speaking, attached earlobes are a recessive trait.
Ow!
Attached. If we knew what kind of earlobes Casey had, we could probably determine.
Let it go, Bendari.
Still haven't told him, huh?
The timing was all wrong. He was so happy, and I didn't want to burst his bubble.
Right. Unplanned pregnancies can be such a bring down.
We're finally in a good place. You should have seen when he came to my audition. He was so supportive and great.
Wow. Supportive and great.
I know, right?
Great traits to have in the potential father to your potential child, don't you think?
Maybe you're right. It's just we're so in tune right now. We always talk through our problems.
Like mature adults?
Yeah.
And maturity is another great quality to have in a potential father.
I get it.
Great. Now let's see if this kid'll have mid-digital hair. Right. Very hairy knuckles.
Come on, Connor. I'm trying to reach out to you. Get it?
Leave me alone.
Look, Connor, Like, I know you're mad. We're just trying to look out for you.
Yeah, we love you, man.
Okay, look, maybe you and Love Queen 16 were meant to be together when we were wrong, and we shouldn't have ratted you out to Simpson.
We're really sorry. Can we still be friends?
Why do you even want to be my friend?
Well, Risk is more fun with your people.
Then find another game.
So what, that's it? You're just not gonna have any friends?
I have a friend. I'm just not allowed to talk to her.
It's not gonna work. He's too busy.
It'll totally work. Who wouldn't take a few minutes to help someone with a school assignment?
That's your cover? Whatever, because my mom's cancer doctor's totally not gay.
I've only had 4 crushes in my life. 3 of them turned out to be gay, and jury's still out on Peter.
So?
So my gaydar has at least a 75% success rate. I'm telling you, Dr. Chris is gay.
Why don't you just ask him?
You can't just ask. You have to lure it out of him.
So what if he is?
We'll see.
This'll be fun.
There you are.
Hey, I'm sorry I wasn't on chat last night.
That's okay. What happened?
My godfather took away my computer. Oh. Everyone's afraid of me seeing you. And yesterday?
Oh, I'm sorry I left. I didn't want you to get in trouble.
I know.
I don't understand why everyone's so afraid if we talk to each other.
We're not doing anything wrong.
Obviously can't understand our relationship. I'm sorry if you had a rough day. Do you want to talk about it?
Can you pick me up at school?
Wow, sure. I have a couple of things I have to take care of first. Will you still be there in an hour or so?
I'll play basketball until I see you.
We'll get some food and go back to my place and finally test out that expansion pack.
That'd be great. Bye.
Doctors work really long hours. So what effect does your job have on personal relationships?
Well, right now, I'm not in a relationship, so that's the effect.
Oh, that's too bad.
What happened? I mean, were you too busy?
Well, Aaron had the same amount of dedication to work as I did. We were both too busy.
And Aaron was...
Sorry, my former partner.
And how do you spell that? Was it a Mrs., Mr.?
Doctor. Dr. Aaron Danson. What course is this for again?
Relationships in Society.
Really? I've never heard of that.
Well, it must have been a while since you were at university, right?
You're in university. I thought you...
Yep, university, second year.
What are you majoring in?
This and that.
Liberal arts?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, I wish they'd had a course like the one you're taking when I was there.
Why is that?
Well, maybe then I wouldn't have had to wait till med school to get a girlfriend.
A girlfriend? Interesting.
Superstar? What's your text?
What's wrong?
Casey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh. Something wrong?
Maybe.
Okay, you're freaking me out.
I'm really scared.
Whatever it is, we can get through it. What is it?
You're gonna be a dad.
You're pregnant? Are you sure?
Pretty sure. I still have to go see a doctor.
But we use birth control.
Not always.
At one time? We got caught up in the moment. This is insane. Babe. Don't cry.
I don't know what to do.
We'll figure it out.
So you're not mad at me?
Mad at you? Why would I be mad at you, Jenna? This mistake is both our faults. We're in this together.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. I can't go through this alone.
And you won't have to. I'll be with you every step of the way. Once you get the abortion, it'll all be over.
I can't have an abortion, Casey.
Seriously? What about school and football and cheerleading? Who's gonna take care of it?
I can't believe this is happening.
What about next teen star? We can't be parents right now.
I know.
My dad's in jail, Jenna. I can't be one.
I need to think about it, okay?
Cosmo and Vogue. Okay, Mom. Gift shop, magazine run. Coming?
I might just go home.
Oh. Is something wrong?
It's stupid.
Tell me.
Your mom's in there with cancer, and I'm upset over Dr. Chris.
You have a crush on Dr. Chris.
Well, he doesn't go to our school, so I thought it might be easier.
Riley, relationships are never easy. But when you find the right person, it'll be worth it. So, what's your dream guy like?
Well, smart, I guess. Funny and kind, and he's gotta love sports.
And be super cute?
Well, that couldn't hurt.
This sounds like someone we know.
Zane's not gonna give me another chance.
Maybe. Maybe not. So you're over Dr. Chris?
No point crushing on a straight guy.
Good. Because he doesn't seem like your type.
Because he's yours?
Well, he did mention he was single.
That's it.
What? You know, thanks to you, he thinks I'm in university.
Waivers! Por favor! In my hands, signed by both you and your parent or guardian. Stat. All set?
I think so. There was a lot to take in.
Actually, Meg, there was one part that I didn't quite understand.
What are you, her legal counsel?
I'm a part-time therapist. Okay. Now, it says here that contestants must make any pre-existing conditions known to the producers. So what does this mean? Like, asthma, or, like, say, pregnancy?
Something I need to know?
You know, it's just I really wanted to try out for Next Teen Star, but I'm, you know, with child.
Neat. Oh, contestants can be preggers. Hell, you'd be the face of the show for a while.
She would?
Yeah. Who doesn't love the poor pregnant teenager who's trying to be a star? When in reality, nightmare. Between the shooting sked, publicity events, teeth whitening, summer concert tour, you do not want to be carrying a baby kangaroo in that pouch. Waivers, people!
Can we just go?
Sounds like you had a bad day.
I took all my stuff. It's not fair. There's a routine and order. You can't just change something like that for someone with Asperger's. I don't want this. I hate them so much.
Looks like it's you and me against the world.
What are you doing?
Nervous for friends, right?
I'm not comfortable.
We'll go back to my place. We can be alone, more intimate.
I just want to play Realm of Doom.
Really? That's all?
Stop. Stop it!
Connor! I'm sorry!
Go away!
How was the ultrasound?
Kind of cold, but okay. How are you?
I am still trying to process that my baby sister's pregnant.
Wow. The prenatal screening shows the baby's healthy. All the parts are in the right place. Take a look. Are you the baby's father?
Oh, no, I'm her brother.
Can he stay?
Sure. You're a little further along than you thought. The baby's at 20 weeks. Wow. Did you notice you were missing your periods? Have any of the other symptoms?
Yeah.
She didn't speak to a physician.
I hoped I was imagining it. Then I just got scared.
Well, scared or not, you put your health and your baby's health at risk.
Oh, no, I took some diet pills.
Were they prescribed?
No, I only took them a couple of times.
Never again, okay? Have you been taking folic acid? Done anything to optimize your baby's health?
I guess I was hoping it would just go away. What if that happened?
Are we talking about abortion? Because this would be a late-term abortion, and usually those are reserved for women whose health is threatened.
So, is it too late?
It definitely poses greater risks and complications. If you were to keep the baby, what support mechanisms would you have in place?
Just me. Our dad's working out west, and her mom's not in the picture.
Hmm. Will the baby's father be involved?
I don't know.
Well, adoption is another option. None of them is easy, I'm afraid. If you need any information, I can direct you to an agency. See you in a month.
So if we increase the value of y to greater x, y minus 1 is...
same. What do I do?
Zane? We're having some trouble with algebra. Can we pick your brain?
I guess I could take a look.
With all these variables, I'm lost.
Yeah, it looks like you got some factorization of polynomials there.
Can you work this equation with me?
Sure.
So that's all that happened, nothing else.
She just touched my leg. I'm sorry.
Do you know her name? Where she lives?
No.
Well, I'm glad you told us, Connor. We'll find her somehow, okay?
I got her license plate. Photographic memory.
Well, then write it down. We'll call the police.
I have no friends and no computer.
I shouldn't have taken away your stuff. I know that that kind of change can be disruptive. We overreacted.
So does that mean I can use my computer again?
Yes, but with new guidelines.
You can only play video games with me. Hey, I was a Frogger expert back in the day. You know, Frogger.
Frogger?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Dave and Wesley, they only wanted to do what was best for you. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Thanks.
I thought you said we'd get through this together.
That's when I thought we were getting through the same thing. Okay, I didn't think for one second you'd actually consider having the baby.
The doctor said an abortion would be risky.
How far along are you?
Far. Almost 5 months.
Okay. Great, so your stupid denial took away our options.
I'm sorry, but it's too late.
So that's it. I don't even get a say anymore.
Maybe it's for the best, Casey. Maybe this is how it's supposed to be.
How is it for the best in any possible way, Jenna? Do you even hear yourself? If you want to keep it, I can't stop you.
Does that mean we're going to be parents?
You do whatever you want. I can't be involved.
What? You're gonna make me go through this alone?
Jenna, my life is being held together by tape right now. I don't need this. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
did.
What's up?
Just want to say something. Don't worry about it, my man. We feel the love.
All right, now I need a rematch. I'm getting in this. Let's go. My mind, time stones to my heels. Wanna wash them away. Wash them away. Mistakes that I've made. But I've got to take it. One day at a time. One day at a time. Hey. So how'd it go with KC?
Guess I'm a single parent now.
This is gonna mean big changes for both of us.
Kyle, I'm so sorry.
That's the deal. Your life is my life. Baby's too, I guess. It's not gonna be easy for the little squirt, but at least he'll have a cool uncle to take him mudding.
She is never going mudding. So, you're not mad at me?
Is it my favorite thing that's ever happened? No. Is it gonna suck big time sometimes? Yes. But have we been through worse?
Yeah.
The Middletons don't give up. So what now?
I need a ride.
Where to, doctor?
Next Teen Star. Wardrobe fitting. The Middletons don't give up.